right, this is Andy.
Hey, Andy, it's Tyler over at Cardiff. How you doing?
Not too bad. How about yourself?
It's been quite the crazy week over here, actually, but it's making time fly quick, so I'm not going to complain either. But just wanted to call, see how the meeting went there Friday on the new property.
Well, we're back to enough. We got to do some more negotiating. So they came back, and we're going to go back one more time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's down to you know, making sure some details are covered that we need to make sure that are covered.
Are they trying to pinch every penny out of you, or are you just trying to make sure that the facility is as...
Partly that, and partly there's we need to make sure some things are in the lease that cover because it's triple net lease, so we got to make sure we're indemnified for anything that happened while we weren't, you know, prior to we were there. Because we know that there was a lot of chemicals on the thing, and so we don't want to move in and then discover that, oh, gee, now, you know, we got to help pay for removing 4 feet of topsoil or something because
it's a
nightmare, you know. So there's some little things like that we got to get done and written into it, and then there's a matter of when we move in, and then it's got to be negotiated a little bit further, and so there's it's a few little sticking points.
Yeah.
But I think it'll all probably come through, and then if I can get the rest of everything sorted out. Now we're doing some serious. Since we're getting closer, we're getting really serious about budgeting how we're going to make it all work, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
What it's going to cost to move, because that, of course, is, you know, can't do it if you can't afford it, right? So.
Of course. What was the business that was at the building before you guys?
It was an optical coating company.
Okay.
And so they did. You know, so there's a that's a pretty heavy chemically involved thing, and so we don't think there's gonna be any problem with that, but you know, I mean,
better to be safe than sorry.
Well, yeah, I mean, you better to be safe than discover that you've got, you know, I mean, because in a problem with triple net, you know, it's insurance, maintenance, and taxes, you know, and of course maintenance can include toxic spill cleanup. And,
I see.
You know, I mean, that's just mind-numbingly expensive if it has to be done. And I mean,
and that would get put on you guys if you had moved in.
Well, that's where we're going to make sure it's in the lease that it won't get put on us.
I see.
That I don't think that should be a big deal, you know. But it's still got to be written in there, you know. For us, it would, you know, we don't do anything that either enters the ground or that's toxic, and so. We want to make dang sure that we don't get hammered with that. If the EPA were to come around and do a soil sample or some sort of who knows, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't know what's in the works there or anything else. We just got to be sure we cover ourselves because, you know, it probably is no big brainer, but, you know, just to make sure, because it could be millions of dollars to.
Yeah, I'd imagine that process is probably just an absolute nightmare to go through as well.
Yeah, I know of one instance here where a property that was highly desirable property they couldn't sell because it had like a gas station or something like that on it, and the toxic cleanup was going to cost more than the property was worth.
Holy crap.
Yeah, and so that's we don't want to get sign a lease and get where we're stuck with that. That could be a complete disaster. So we just got to get that stuff written in. So it's like, okay, look, we're gonna dot all the I's, cross all the T's, cover ourselves everywhere we possibly
can.
Yeah,
so you're not really in like bidding war with that other business anymore. It's kind of down to you guys now.
I don't know. We think they're out of it. Yeah, we're pretty sure they're out of it, but the broker wasn't positive, or our broker wasn't positive about that. And of course, they're not going to tell us yet that it's just us. I mean, that would be kind of stupid. Oh, you're the only guys even remotely interested in this building. You know, here, what do you want to rent it for? You know, I mean, really?
I mean, on your side, you wouldn't be complaining.
Yeah, no, not at all. Like, here, tell us. Oh, so no one else is even interested. This building's been sitting empty how long? And you're gonna fail at your bank if you don't get somebody in there pretty quick. Oh, great. Well, let's make a deal. That ain't gonna happen. So, anyway, it's all been crazy things going on here. I mean, we had nothing but meeting after meeting. We finally got an answer from, you know, the latest thing from them yesterday, and so we've been meeting after meeting and trying to square this away. Pull together and brainstorm what it's going to cost, and I'm down with, you know, lists of this and that and the other thing, and trying to sort out, you know, okay, we need the list of stuff we need to move is everything from conduit and electrical wire to trucks and forklifts, you know, so
yeah,
you know, it's a pretty comprehensive thing, and we have to have a pretty good idea or it's not going to work.
Of course. So, how many pieces of equipment there are you guys going to have to move?
Oh, well, it's hundreds. You know, we've got 30 molding machines and support equipment for them all over the place, plus we've got, you know, 15,000 square feet of warehouses, chockers full of stuff, and we've got a tool room, which is, 10 or 12 different machinery pieces, and all of which are, you know, all the machinery is really heavy, and it's all, you know, so even just designing how we're going to move it, and we got to do it with, you know, as I told you before, we got to do it with no downtime, because otherwise we're not going to deliver, and so you know, we're going to have to build some pieces of equipment to facilitate moving, in the most expeditious way, and so we're working on stuff for that. How are we going to do this and make this, you know, and what kind of trucks do we need? Because it's also, if we do it, it's going to be in the middle of winter, so.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Which means rain, which means, you know, that's even more problems.
It's another element, you know, to the twist.
Yeah, exactly. And all the equipment's got electronics, you know, so that and the rain doesn't work out very well. So, you know, so it just complicates it more and more and more. So.
No. Yeah. I totally get it. Did they give you kind of a range there when you guys might be able to final up the contract there, or is it still probably?
Well,
a few?
we're hoping we'll have it done another week or so. It's down to the nitty gritty where things should go back and forth much faster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just small details now.
You got to do this. You know, you got to give us this move-in date. You got to add these things into the lease. So this indemnify us for this and this and, you know, stuff. It's down to where, you know, either it's going to happen or everyone's going to walk away here pretty quick.
Yeah, they're not going to.
But if I don't have my costing sorted out here, you know, on this end, then you know, we're almost trying to slow it down so we can get the costing figured out, because, you know, you don't want to sign a $3 million lease and then have, or at least it's, you know, going to total $3 million that and then not be able to move, because that's kind of, you know, limiting.
Yeah, no, I definitely get that. But yeah, you know, I'll just maybe keep touching base here at the end of each week just to see where you guys are at with the whole negotiating.
Yeah, that's
contracts.
Probably a good idea, because then we'll just, because we're, right now, you know, I mean, that's really where all my energy has to go in that direction to get, so I'm not doing much of anything else, other than sorting this out, because it's just too big a deal, and too, you can kill yourself by moving, you know.
Oh yeah.
And, you know, in business, and then, you know, if I, you know, it's easy to be off 10,000 in costs. You know, that wouldn't even be a big deal. The scary thing is being off 50,000.
And so
I got to make sure that we get as tight as we can, because we know stuff's going to happen that we didn't expect, but we need to keep that minimized down. So there's a lot of studying on the, you know, how many miles of conduit, how many miles of wire, all this sort of stuff. It has to be kind of pretty good guesses on it all, so that we're as safe as possible, making sure that we've got the money set aside to be able to do it.
Of course. So yeah, I'll just keep reaching out here at the end of the week. You got my information there if anything big does come
sure
up before
do.
then. But yeah, I'll maybe just keep following up every Friday and just kind of hopefully once this paperwork gets finalized there, we can get the paperwork going here and see what we can what we can get you guys approved for.
Yep, sounds great.
All right, Andy, we'll be in touch. Enjoy your weekend.
Okay, you too. Bye now.
Bye.